All right, congratulations. One
Thanks.
Step farther along.
And we'd like to thank the board very much for your help over the past 8 months in this project. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, good luck to you and thanks for your business. All right, item 13 is deferred. We are on item 14, PR 2020-4664, preliminary final plat SD 2021-170 for House of Life Ministries at on Quaker Heights between Milne and Western Trails. And Community Sciences Corporation, Mr. Patrick, go ahead and give us your name, firm, address.
Yes, good morning. Yes, still. Tom Patrick,
Native.
Community Sciences Corporation, PO Box 1328, Corrales, New Mexico.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, now go ahead and give us an update.
All right, thank you. I'm here representing the House of Ministries. I believe Mr. Simon is also joining us. He's the project architect on this. And hopefully we're getting very close to the end of this project. We are hoping to get approval today of the infrastructure list, which would then enable us to proceed to the improvements agreement. And I believe there doesn't seem to be too much else in the way of requirements from the various departments. If there is anything, we will address it. So we stand for any comments from the board.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 14 on Quaker Heights Place and Milne Road Northwest? Please raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Not seeing anyone, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Overall, we have no objections to the platting action. There's a required sewer main extension per the availability statement, and that is listed on the infrastructure list. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. No additional objections at this time.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No additional comments or objections.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an improved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 12, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good morning, Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. Please provide a justification letter for an administrative decision to allow the existing sidewalk to remain in its current width on Quaker Heights and the line. And on Western Trail, which is a minor arterial, there are proposed bike lanes per the bike lane master plan. There is an existing bike lane to connect to the further to the east. So use DPM requirements to determine the bike lane addition to the roadway.
All right. Gene, if you would check with Jay, there should have been a letter for an administrative decision or DRB determination that was included. There it is right there.
Okay.
That was our justification letter.
Okay, thank you. For some reason, I hadn't seen that earlier. I know there were some additions last minute to the folder. So that will satisfy my comment on that one.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And Ms. Wolfenberger, are your items that remain are something you can delegate?
Bike lane. I mean, I would like to ask, because I know there was some discussions about the bike lane, I guess a phone discussion maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Is that something that can be incorporated onto the infrastructure list?
Is that not a part of the infrastructure list? But I'd have to look at it. But
yeah, let's look together.
Okay.
I'm not
there's
seeing
the,
it
there's
there.
There's the new sidewalk along Western Trails. I would think that would be the construction of that. The bike lane would be part of that construction, would it not?
Bike lane would be separate from the sidewalk. Did you intend to just stripe it? Is that what the intent was?
Oh, well, you'll have to ask Mr. Simon on that one. I don't believe Mr. Sewell, who's the engineer on this, is participating in this meeting at the moment. Joe, do you have anything to add about that?
Joe Simons, Simons Architecture, P.O. Box 67408, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87193. And I agree to tell the truth. We'll do whatever it takes to get this done. If we got to stripe it, we'll add it to the infrastructure list. And you know, if it's required to get done, then we will do it. And if it needs to be a separate item from the sidewalk, then, you know, so be it. We can add that on there.
This is Jean with transportation. Yes, the bike lane is definitely a separate item from the sidewalk. But the main question is will you be able to stripe it within the existing road section provided?
Joe Simons, that I don't know.
This is Tom Patrick. I'm thinking perhaps not, because it seems to me that they may have to widen the curb there in order to provide for that. But I guess Mr. Sewell would be the one to answer that question.
Yeah, this is Jean with transportation. Yes, I think if you provided a cross section to make sure all the roadway elements could be accommodated, that would answer that question.
Okay, we'll provide a cross section to show you how existing and what would be proposed.
And whether or not that would actually impact the right-of-way line there as well, if you're saying it needs to be widened.
Okay, we'll look at that.
Okay, so Mr. Patrick, are you then looking to defer this to like next week? Is that what you have in mind at the moment?
Well, under Mr. Sewell's advice, it may take a little bit longer to produce the IIA, okay. Although, I mean, we're thinking perhaps a 2 week at best. Is that satisfactory, Joe?
Yeah, I'll defer to you on that, Tom, as the owner's agent. We want to definitely get it done as soon as possible. 2 weeks, I think, is doable, but I'll defer to you on that. This was Joe Simons at Simons Architecture. I'm sorry.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Tom, you mentioned needing 2 weeks for the IIA. That's actually something that would be addressed after approval. So I just wanted to throw that in there. The IIA is not something you have to deal with. You get an infrastructure list approved, and then based on that approved infrastructure list, you work on your financial guarantee and your IIA with our DRC office afterwards.
And then the chair holds her signature until the IIA is recorded.
All right. Well, that's good news. I should think then that we can definitely get the detail of Western Trails to transportation and add whatever we need to add to the infrastructure list, so that once we add that, then we can resubmit the infrastructure list and have that. Is that something that's approved at this meeting, one of these meetings?
Yeah. Yes. And that's the one thing that can't be delegated, is we have to have the final infrastructure list approved with your plat approval in real time at the DRB.
Okay. Well, I think that, I mean, if we're going to, we only have 2 days to get all that together for the next hearing. So if you would give us 2 weeks and we'll come back on the 15th, that is?
Correct. Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 14 to December 15th?
Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation, so moved.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 14, PR 2020-4664, preliminary final plat 2021-170 to December 15th.